We're live, baby.
We live. How's everything going out there?
Man, everything's going pretty good out here. Yesterday, I mean, I'm in LA. The weather was pretty crap. It literally looked like a film of pollution was just sitting over the city. So that really? Was fun. Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Was it hot out there?
I mean, yes and no. It just feels like a gross pollution blanket when it's like that warm. You know?
Yeah.
It's not, I don't even know if it's hot. It's just nasty.
Is this any different from any normal pollution that we experienced growing up?
I'd say the pollution has gotten worse since we were growing up. Like, I don't really... Progressively.
Well, progressively worse?
Progressively worse.
Yeah.
It's like sitting over... I'm about to roll up. It's just sitting over like the city. I really should have took a picture of it for you because that's kind of hard to describe. But you know, like the view from my place, I can see downtown if I look east, and I can see the mountains, like the Hollywood sign, if I look north. So I'm right there. So
wait, no. The question is, can you see them, or is it like
I couldn't yesterday? I couldn't yesterday.
You couldn't see them.
No.
Dang.
I could not see them yesterday. That was the main issue with everything. It was a little bit just...
See, this is concerning.
Gross.
Like,
it is! That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm concerned.
This is very concerning. Pollution. I just don't think, like... I've been reading a lot of books and stuff lately. And, you know, I'm a pretty well-read guy. I like this stuff, you know, it intrigues me. I don't do it just because, you know, I just find it interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Will not believe it's real, or what do you think?
Not even that, you know, it's just like, well, that, okay, that, yes, that's the thing. But I'm like, everybody is continuing their day like this isn't happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's like... It's kind of like we can see the buzzsaw, but where everybody's just continuing to go to work. It's like,
yeah,
it's kind of like it's just out of sight, out of mind until it's really like in sight.
Oh, that's fully what like, it is.
It's out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'll post stuff on social media or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll post things. Like, I'll post something that's just blatantly dumb. Like, it has no value, value. It'll get all kind of likes and like, yeah. But if it's like something very serious, like people don't like to talk about real things.
No, they don't. You're on to something with even saying that, because I posted something on Facebook the other day about, so you know how like the government was shut down and everything, you know, it was casual for a lot of people, not for me and sure not for you, but they basically, I posted something like, okay, the government shut down, like, that on a base level, like that on a certain level, you should care about your food. So I made a post like, the government shut down, that means that the FDA isn't checking our food and hasn't been for 2.5 weeks. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is.
And in the States, you know, so it got no likes. It got no likes.
That's not, they don't want to hear that. You're doing too much. Just laugh. You're doing way too much. You're caring too much.
They want me to just be funny?
Go numb. Who cares? Go numb until it's the apocalypse.
That's what they want.
Who cares?
I was
entertain me. That's what the people want. The people don't want reality. Are you kidding me?
They don't want reality. I learned the hard way that they don't want reality. I now know. I'm never going to make that mistake again.
Nah, people don't want reality at all. And it's like people think I'm mean or whatever. It's just like, I can't do only sport talk. Sports.
No.
I enjoy sports for what they are, but even sports are disturbing to me on a base level at this point.
It is, because everything is touching.
When you think about it, you're literally putting a... All you're doing, like, if you think about it on a fundamental level, and I understand humans are competitive with games, but you're literally putting a rubber ball through a hoop.
Yeah, literally.
On the fundamental, and then you start looking at all the different stuff, and not to go too deep into it, but then you start looking at all the stuff that's attached to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll see, like in the Roman times, like it'll, you know, the games were literally to keep people in like Rome, like distracted. And, like that's what the, you know, they had like our system is pretty much based on theirs. Like they had senators and all that stuff back in those times. And the games, they would put on the games a few times a year while they were off doing what they do. But now there's no off season. It's a 24/7 cycle. As soon as basketball ends, baseball comes. As soon as baseball ends, football comes, and then basketball. So it's literally 24/7. Like, and people are distracted.
It's gotten to the point that we need it. You know, I'm not saying literally me and you. It's gotten to the point where people need that distraction 24/7. That's why reality shows are flourishing. That's why people like the Kardashians. They're not even people anymore. They're a corporation. They flourished off the distraction, and and people are acting like, you know, when you bring it up, you're the problem, or you know, you're making things weird. Like I remember, like I quit a job 2-3 years ago, and it was a weird situation that happened at the job. Basically, there was like this thread, basically like an email thread, and it was a competition to win a GoPro. Basically. GoPro. It was a cool competition. Everybody was playing. And how you played the game was they had hidden a bunch of these Pog-like. Remember Pogs in elementary school? They're like tokens.
Yeah. I got it. No, I know,
Exactly. So they hid a bunch of these tokens around the office.
Yeah.
So if you found the token, you had to go to a certain spot in the office, and then you said you said where you found it. That way you couldn't just be like buying a token at lunch and coming into work. So you just say where you found it. And then you won a GoPro. It was literally as simple as that. But you had to respond to the office thread, and all office thread. It went everywhere. It went to our New York office, our LA office, and Amsterdam. So,
Wait a minute. Let me guess.
Never mind.
All right, I had a wild guess about what happened, but I'll wait. I got impatient. I don't know if there's going to be any listeners on this thing. Which there will be, by the way. We put in positive vibes, but I think I can. All right, go ahead. All right. So, at the end, we'll see what happens.
People are winning. The day is going along. 12 o'clock rolls around. People are doing funny gifts in the thread. They're like, I found one. They put a gif in. So one dude says, I found a token. And he puts a picture of that black character token in South Park.
If the audience can't tell, I knew what was going to happen before it happened.
So the homie from, you know, the homie from, I'm sure he was from Sweden, I believe. He put the token, not that that was needed to be said, but shout out to our Swedish fan base.
Oh my God.
So he put, I found a token. So we thought, okay, so there's two layers to this, right? The layer is, one, did you actually find a token and you just did a bad joke? Or did you not find a token and just want to insert your bad joke? So it was a two-pronged reaction on my part. Now, you know, all the black people at the office, we already have a black people thread. So we have in our own email where we discuss things, where we talk, so immediately the black thread pops off and it's like, I can't believe he just said that. I'm so offended. This is embarrassing. Like, what do you mean? And turns out he didn't find a token at all. He was just trying to be funny. Of course. I mean, of course. We knew that. Oh, but, man. Didn't find a token at all. He was just trying to be funny. And the thread starts spiraling. People are like, so are we just going to ignore the fact that he was racist 2 emails ago? And then people are still responding, found a token in the garden shed. Yeah. So it's... people are actually responding to the live thread that they're offended, and no one's responding to that. They're skipping that and then keeping the game going. So it's
let me finish your story.
So as the story goes, eventually I end up finding a token. So I'm like, hey, I found a token, but you know, while we're at it, why don't we stop pretending like that wasn't offensive? We're all smart here. This is a big company. I mean, huge. One of the best agencies in the world. Let's stop pretending like we don't know common sense and keep it pushing. Hashtag smiley face. Hashtag still love me. I'm out. Gonna pick up my right now. Thanks.
Did you win the GoPro?
Oh, I got the GoPro. But I said all this story to say at the end of that situation, when I responded to the thread, someone came up to me and said, wow, Paige, you really brought the office down. You really brought the mood down when you said that. And I was like, whoa, I brought the mood down? By pointing out that there was a whole slew of a whole race of people that were offended. By pointing out, it wasn't me, by the way. I wasn't the first one to say this is offensive. There was at least four other Black people and one other white advocate, shout out to you, Erask, who said, this isn't cool, on the public thread. I've noticed since that moment, I think I was like awoken after that. You know, like, I noticed that to touch on the real.
Hello? Can you hear me?
They don't. Okay, I can hear you. I just noticed that people don't like to touch on the real. You know, after that moment, when someone said, you really brought the office down by pointing it out, I was so shocked that they said that I brought it down by saying that it was offensive and we're better than this. But it made me realize people don't want the real. Like we're saying right now, people don't want to hear the real, even if it makes people uncomfortable.
What do you mean the last rhino died? Shut up. Ugh. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't bring up the realness at all.
You can't. But
I will say, why didn't nobody just go back? Like, not in a bad way. Like, was he like, Token is a real character.
Token's a real character.
You were really mad.
I really felt like, bad taste. Oh, and by the way, let me do a little bit of historic timing for what was going on in the world. I think that was around the time that Alton Sterling was happening.
Is that the
one of the Black men that were killed?
It was deep at this.
It was in that time. It was deep. There was about three or four Black men at the time that had been killed, and you know, it was a sensitive time in the office for sure.
And then that wasn't a good time.
It truly wasn't a good time. Like, it was almost as if, like, to say, you know, we're working at one of the best agencies in the world. We're very culturally relevant. We're all very aware of what hot button issues are. I mean, we have to deal with them in our briefs. Yeah. We take them to work with us. So for us, it kind of felt like, are you not paying attention? Are you that climate deaf almost? Like, it was just ill-timed. Do I understand that Token is a character? Yeah. And maybe if a Black person had said it, would have been funnier? Maybe. Yeah.
But he couldn't have done it right there. Because, that might not have been the time.
It wasn't the time. But I know where you're going with this. You're saying, were we hyped to blow
it
up?
Were you guys hyped? Probably. Were you, like, come on. Like, he might have kind of made, like, thinking about it from his, like, all right, I'm not trying to be that dude that's just like.
No, let's do it. We got to do it. Go for it.
I'm like, I'm always ready for the jokes. Like, I would have looked at homie's profile and then, like, I would have tried to respond in, I mean, I don't know. He's from Sweden?
I might have made that part up.
Because that would have been relevant. Then it would have been like, this guy is just like, if you've met a Swedish person, you know that.
No, he was from Sweden or the like. I don't want to say.
Wait, did anyone laugh at the joke?
No one laughed. Like I said, it was one of those. It wasn't like, it was a thread. Like, a thread of, like, we have an office of 300 people.
It's called,
people,
like, Slack. So. Slack? You guys use that?
No.
Not Slack.
It wasn't Twitter. Slack. Actually, I just started using Slack at my new spot. But we were just using, we've only used Gmail, you know. We were a Google Suite establishment at the time. I don't know. Yeah.
We try, so the military always tries to, not to, you know, and all right, so I feel where you come from. You were offended with that.
Yeah.
The military, you said G Suite, and it just brought up horrible memories at my, in my office environment. Like,
you guys tried to do G Suite, and it doesn't.
So we try to implement a lot of systems that end up never being used, and it's just email.
Of course.
All kinds of technology and stuff that we just can't get implemented. And you're like, we're still using paper.
That's wild. You use paper?
We're using paper products.
Where do you even get paper?
And like, my job is like, I come into my job motivated, like, I'm gonna change this, do that.
Yeah, totally. Because you see things.
About a weekend, I'm like, all right, where's the door?
I mean, I can't blame
you. Because you can't do nothing. Like, you can't, look.
People don't want change.
No, man. No, like, and I work for a lot of higher up individuals. If anybody doesn't know, I'm in the military. So
yeah.
I work at some high up stuff. I can't really discuss too much. But yeah, it's just like, oh my goodness, the processes.
Yeah.
It's monotonous. Never get into a job that you hate, people. Don't ever do it. Find a way out while you still can. Don't do it.
Do you feel like process is where creativity goes to die?
I feel like 9-to-5s are old-fashioned.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, you can make a lot. Look, okay. So the safety of it, the security of it is... It's good, but are you really secure? Like, I gotta watch the news. Everybody else has a different take on homie. We know who we talk about, you know.
Homie. Yeah, homie. DT. Call him Big Home.
That's my boss. So imagine your boss getting slandered all the time, and you're like, he controls my life. It's different for me. It's not the same for me right now. That's the boss. So if he does something wild on TV, I gotta react for real. Y'all could sit back and go ham. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, 45. You know, that. And by the way, people, calling him 45 does not change the fact he's the president.
Yeah, I know it.
It changes nothing. I'm sick of these digital protests. It changes nothing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, but that's my boss. Like, whatever he says goes, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing about process. That's why it's all a little bit of a right now.
It is, but there's people abusing the climate. There's people abusing the climate, by the way. We got to get into that.
I also think that there's people that are taking the climate too far. I'm going to say what most women might not say. I'm over the Me Too movement.
Oh my God. I
said it.
I can't say it, but I've always told my wife, I've always said slippery slope. Keep that in your back of your mind. Because people always join on. Let me give you an example, right?
Yeah,
she was telling me about this girl she follows, because she follows like a lot of women and stuff like that, have their own businesses and like,
yeah, you know, all she's this independent stuff. And she does her own thing too.
Yeah, she wants to do her, yeah, she's totally doing her own thing and wants to do her own thing. So you follow those type of people, whoever inspires you to step out and do your own thing.
Absolutely. I'm totally for that. Girl power.
So there's this girl who made her own makeup line. Right.
I'm rolling up a JA, by the way, in case you're hearing that.
Hey, I have grapes. I'm simping for minted grapes. Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
And by the way, I'm going to get a wine sponsor one day. I swear.
Yeah, you get that wine sponsor. I'm definitely going to get a tree sponsor. I'm having several trees sent to me. By the way, if anyone's listening, we're in two different time zones. He's not an alcoholic, and I don't have a problem. We're just
an alcoholic.
We're in two different time zones. That's why
I'm offended. Yeah, that's true.
If anyone's in Cali time, they're like, why is he sipping at 10:30? He's not.
If I didn't have a regular 9-to-5, I would probably be sipping that early.
I'm with you on that. I actually considered it. Afternoon.
I do like the Italians or Spanish, whatever, whoever.
Yeah, afternoon.
They got siestas. They got siestas.
Exactly.
They just live differently.
They live different. But anyway, she follows a bunch of people that she likes to follow. Okay, so that's what happened. Yeah.
Let's get back to
Me Too movement.
I'm sorry. So there's this girl, she has her own makeup line, and all of the, like, a year round, she sends her makeup out for people who order it in a heart-shaped box. So what's coming next month? Valentine's Day is coming next month. So
yeah,
a lot
okay.
of people, heart, the heart is not trademarkable. Like, that anybody, that's up for, you know, that's up for grabs. Anybody.
Absolutely.
Anybody can use the heart. Like, no one, Disney doesn't own the heart. She doesn't own the heart. That's just, it's passed. You cannot patent that.
I mean, that. Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally follow.
So, I think one of the main makeup companies or something, they use the heart for one of their products.
Okay.
To send it out. They're sending it out in a heart-shaped box. Mm-hmm. And the black girl called it rape.
What? Wait. Rape?
She equated that to rape.
Whoa.
I know it was a steep fall. You know, I know the times we live in, and that's a real thing. But you don't abuse that term.
Rape?
That's abuse.
That is abuse. She was on the wrong side of that.
And
she was on the wrong side of that, I feel like.
You went too far.
Very far.
You're abusing something that's real. And that's why it's like, it always goes back to the simple stuff. The boy who cried wolf.
Honestly.
If there's all these people that are using it and abusing it, then after a while, it just starts to get drowned out. You know what I mean? And that's not right to the people that it really happens to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's always my point.
Like, it's about fairness. It's about fairness, period.
I always tell people slippery slope. Because once something happens or is passed in the government, that statute, that law, whatever judgment that the court made, that's never off the books. That can always be like referenced to, you know, mm-hmm. to use like in a different case or something like that. And I'm not even just talking about
what's
sexual
this girl's
assault
Instagram? Do you
like
have this?
Huh?
Do you have the source? I'm sorry. I really want to look on her Instagram.
Oh, I gotta get it from Janae.
All right, we can look at it later.
I gotta get it from Janae, yeah. And then you're gonna look it up because Janae was in her feed asking her like, "Did you pat like trademark it?" Or I don't know the exact term, but
she was ducking it
like. She wasn't answering no questions, like, and it was very highly suspect. And it's like, you should, like, and it was women coming at her. It wasn't no guys in her comments. And I don't know, man. I just feel like this tension of, like, people being hypersensitive, like, and I just don't like the way, I don't like censorship. I don't. That's something that I've been sticking with now because especially because you've done comedy, you want to do comedy. I want to do comedy in the future as well.
Yeah.
And I don't like where stuff is heading because it's like, even recently, Kevin Hart got under fire for like some old tweets and they had homie on an apology tour. And after a while he was like, I'm not apologizing anymore. Like, how much do you want me to kiss your ass? And then you want to say, now I can come back? Like, you did good. Like, now you can come back, boy. Like, no.
Then
he was like, after that, his wife, I'm just talking about sensitive culture. We're still in the culture.
Yeah.
His wife did a birthday party for his son, who's like 1 or 2 years old or something like that.
Oh,
and they
God.
Ever did Cowboys and Indians for the birthday party. And then the natives were outraged. The kid is like 2. He has no idea what's going on. You want the baby to apologize?
Yeah, like, are we there?
Like,
is that
like,
where we're at?
Like, I can't do anything anymore? Like, and I'm a black man. We're both black. Anybody listening to this, because I know, according to people, I sound white because I can speak properly.
Whatever.
But I'm black. Yeah, man. They always surprise, too.
Oh, God. I mean, did they really want the baby to apologize? I heard about that.
They didn't want the baby to apologize, but he was on the Breakfast Club. He was on the Breakfast Club, right? And it was like, I was just sitting there, like, I always tell Janelle, I say, slippery slope, slippery slope. Like, I told her something, it goes, like, in another thing, I'm like, yeah, that's just my life motto. I'm like, wait a minute, I look at stuff. And I'm not saying William Cosby didn't do any of this stuff.
William!
They did William dirty. But I never saw William admit and say, yeah, I did it. It was like 40 years ago.
No, he did. He had a bad lawyer. And that's
his lawyer
thing.
Was
that's
trash.
His lawyer was trash.
What the slippery slope for me is, though? I'm not saying he didn't do anything.
What?
I can neither confirm. Yeah. He just looked loopy. I haven't heard William talk in like 5 years. I've just seen him being walked into places, scared.
Yeah, and smiling.
He's old.
Scared.
They just gave him, if you give somebody 90 or 80 plus years old, 10 years, you just gave him life.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't,
right, here's 10 years.
I can't speak on, I just don't think that an 80-year-old man deserves 10
what
years.
What are you going to get from that? I'm going to learn my lesson.
Also, I'm a little bit like, you know, I'm of the mind of you're going to a married man's hotel.
Oh my, I can't say this. I need some of the women to start speaking out on this stuff to other women. And that's what I'm asking for. Because women know women better than men know women. So women got to start saying, like, no, this is crazy. Like, so the women got to speak out. But then it felt bad for y'all because they'd be like, why y'all not sticking with us? But it's like some people take advantage of real stuff.
It's taking advantage, but I'm also, I'm in entertainment. I like entertainment. I like the world of it. I like the maneuverings, the strategy, all of it. I find it exhilarating. Mm-hmm. I'm also of the mind of there are some women that have talent,
yeah,
and there's some women that have talent and are lucky. Okay. So the women that have talent and are lucky, they're the ones that have that E! True Hollywood story of, oh, I was walking in the mall and, you know, I got signed and my name is Brooke Shields. You know, yeah, it's like that's the women that have talent and are lucky, right? And there's women that have talent. And there's women that have talent and they get a call from Harvey Weinstein, like pull up to the hotel and they're about it because they're like, you know what? This is the only way. And then they go on to prove themselves.
First flat.
And they go on to get movies and they win. And I'm not saying, shit, y'all should let Hollywood be about the casting couch.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what it needs to be. I'm saying that some women...
Hey,
they need that extra finesse and they don't mind that extra finesse. I'm saying that because I'm a woman and I've seen it. I'm not saying that's all women. I'm saying that I believe some of these women in the Me Too movement that are like, man, this is crap. But I mean, dang, like some women are pretty pissed off they don't got a shot at Harvey right now.
Yeah, because I'm gonna say this. Do you think, okay, I ain't letting homie off. Homie got recorded with a GoPro. Like,
yeah, homie's stacked.
It's a wrap.
I'm not
for
letting
homie.
Him off either.
It's a wrap.
I'm saying Harvey as an example.
But what I'm saying,
I'm saying,
I know,
it as,
I understand,
like,
because that's all we got. That's what we got right now.
Yeah.
And it, you know, but do you think there were some women that knew they could press up on homie? And like,
for the Me Too part,
no,
or like
Me
for
Too
like the
part,
before,
but I'm talking
before
about
it all.
Do you think there was some like, okay, Harvey likes these type of women, and they were like, okay, all I gotta do is like flirt with homie, because
flirt
with him, you know, pull out a nip, you know,
absolutely.
And Harvey,
pull out a nip.
Harvey's like, I'll get you some production credits on this, and you did nothing.
Absolutely.
So okay, that's a real. So
absolutely.
Do you think there's people on the other side that take advantage of men? Do you think that's a thing? I think that could be
absolutely.
But that why is that not talked about more? Because I see it in the military.
Well, Terry Crews tried to talk about it, you know.
Well, Terry.
Oh, we're getting somewhere. You don't want to talk about Terry?
Terry disappointed me, man.
Wow, black men are not rallying behind their black brother.
We're not letting Terry, you know.
Why are y'all not letting Terry do his thing?
Because why are you working out? What's the muscle
if you
for?
Can't defend your, Yeah, you can't defend yourself. Is that what you
what
said?
Are you doing it for, homie? Like,
he didn't want junk touched.
I'm not
like
trying
that.
To blame the victim, but I am blaming the victim.
You're blaming the victim in Terry's case.
Okay,
so he's going down.
Like, why are you doing it for?
I get that.
What's it for? Is it just like the aesthetic? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to think about Terry. People might think I'm an ass, but it's just like
I don't know what to think about him either. To be
it's
honest
different
with you.
For
it's
men.
Weird...
It's different for men. It's just different for men and women. The sexes are different, and I think there's a group of people that are trying to blur the lines between. Look, what I'm gonna say is this. The Me Too movement, they got y'all jammed up militarily. Let's go back to that. Let's circle back. Everybody knows I'm kind of a conspiracy guy.
Yeah, jam it up.
So
I've literally
told Navy SEALs when I was like deployed somewhere. I literally sat face to face with some cats and I'm like, I know why they did the whole women can do any job in the military thing. Not intellectually, but I'm just talking about physically. Men and women are different physically.
Period.
That's biology. Period. And there's a whole group of people that are trying to say that's sexist. Right?
That's wild.
So
this
there's people pushing on the left. I'm going to say the left because I am no political affiliation. I'm a free thinker. So I was thinking, right? I was like, why would they be doing this? Why would they put a woman on the front line? Like, can she carry me? I'm 260 solid. If I was on the front line for anything and I get hit, is she going to be able to drag my big ass?
Yeah.
Unless she's on juice? Unless they just start putting chicks on juice when they get in? All right?
They might.
So I'm like, I think a lot of the equal opportunity people got y'all jammed up because did you know there's something called the selective service, right?
No,
so
what's,
men,
that? What's that?
Men, when they turn 18, they are put into a system. Basically, if all else fails, anybody male 18 or older has to go, like, the draft will be reinstated, and then you're in a system. Now, women can do any job in the military. So if that situation were to happen, it's not just going to be men anymore.
Ooh.
That's what they got y'all jammed up into. Nobody thinks about that stuff. Well, 44 was pushing that, and I was just sitting back like, y'all don't even realize what you just did to yourselves. Do y'all really want to do
that's
this?
That's the thing.
People don't realize what they're pushing into. All you got to put is the right mystique on it, and then people won't do no research, and then all of a sudden you holding a M4 on the front line somewhere, and you like, what the fuck happened?
It's a wild world.
Well, because
you know?
People don't really, really think intellectually. You know what I mean? People don't read anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, people be all out of arms about some stuff, but they probably don't even get past the title. You know, the title of an article. They won't sit down and be like, let me form my own opinion about this. Let me let this headline form my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yep. Instead of digging asking a lot.
Just doing a few minutes of reading. And
a
like,
few more moments. A few
but
more
it's just
moments.
A headline.
And you know,
it's just a headline.
I'm not, you know, I have different views. I wouldn't consider myself a feminist and I don't have any political affiliation.
Don't consider yourself anything ever. I'm just gonna say that right now.
Never consider
yourself anything because you're the type of person, we're the same type of people. You're gonna sit back and be like, wait a minute, y'all doing the most. I ain't with none of this. Where y'all running to? Nah, I ain't with none of this activity. Hell no.
I didn't sign up for any of this.
Y'all doing extra.
That's exactly how I feel. Because I'm not, everyone's like, oh, equal opportunity, equal this. I don't want, you know what? Let me actually say the hard truth that a lot of women actually don't want to hear. I'm super down to get married and not work. I'm diggity down.
Who hates that?
Who are these women, actually? Let me meet them because... Stop fucking up my shit, okay? Because I want to get married.
Okay.
And if at minimum, I think it would be cool to be like, oh, you know, I can produce a little job here and there. I can do some stand up here and there. Maybe take my kids to work. That's cool, you know.
But
I don't need people telling me automatic equal because I'm automatically not trying to pay these bills alone. How about that?
Yeah, I'm down. Like, look, but, I'm on the other end. I'm like, this what y'all want? Okay. There ain't no, I take this. I want to do that. Was that life hard?
It was. I think people took it too far. They wanted respect. And instead of asking for respect, they asked you for more responsibility. Okay. And we already had responsibility. I think running a household is a responsibility. Now, I think
running
charities is a responsibility. Raising kids is a responsibility.
Absolutely.
I think, you know what I mean?
And I think that it's a better time to be that because you could do so much more from home. Before you were confined there, you didn't have the internet back in the day. So you couldn't really do anything.
Man.
Like, no, I'm talking about I'm just talking about monetarily. But now,
yes.
if your man is working or whatever, if that's the lifestyle you choose or you go into, now there's really no excuse for nobody to not really do what they want to do. Because there's the internet. There's lifestyle vlogs. There's anything you like to do. And you're at home all day. You can have a studio. There's literally no excuse.
I wish it was more like that. I wish it was more like, I mean, I'm not saying in a sense that I wouldn't do anything because I know people are going to be like, she just wants to stay home.
I just said No. As long as you have a high-speed internet connection and a nice computer, the world is literally at your fingertips and some camera equipment. Mm-hmm. That's not even like a crazy investment. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm just sparking up this high grade.
She's talking about
It's just happened? What the hell was that?
My mind is usually a lot quicker than this, but I didn't have anything right there.
You had that's how I feel. I feel like it's exactly what you're saying. But I'm also moving myself in that position. You know, I work from home a lot. I have that freedom to do so, but there's also that stigma of, you know, why of butts in seats in this world, this climate. It's like, people just want to see that you're at work, which I find to be so annoying. Why do you want to lock eyes with me? Why do you want to lock eyes with me?
Is it being produced? Like, maybe we can meet up at like a coffee shop every 2 weeks. Know what I mean?
Literally.
Like, you don't have to see me. It doesn't even make sense. Like, nobody thinks about this stuff. Like, seriously, people just do it because that's what people do. There's no thought into any of the systems that we have to place. Why can't we have a 4-day work week?
And as it should, I mean, I do.
Like, if we're not going to not have to go to an office, like, if we're going to have to keep going to an office, at this point, there's so much technology and stuff. Why is it still a 5-day work week? Nobody thinks about that type of stuff.
No one.
Why? Like, we've literally got computers, AI, all types of stuff.
Yeah. But no, cell we're phones, doing it. Yeah.
G Suite, webcams. Like, what was all this for?
People are afraid because the people at the top are still a little bit older most of the time. Yeah. And they just think it doesn't look good if we have clients coming. First of all, your office should just be for clients at that rate then. Just make your office a client suite. When people are in town,
exactly,
make it really, really nice. It actually requires less space and you can probably get a better location, but that's just me being a producer. It's way less maintenance. You're paying less electricity. You're paying less bills. You're not buying as many groceries. You're only catering when you have clients to cater to. That's just my mind. But people don't want to hear that.
Those things are possible. It's not even like, don't. I would say for anybody out there listening, like, what she just said is so possible. It's possible to do now. Like, I'm reading Gary Vee's book.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's inspiring me. I was reading it today at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And my supervisor keeps pulling up on me at lunch. I'm like, I'm reading. You know I'm here reading. I should have went to the library.
Yeah, at that
point. You're just going to start eating your sandwich and talk. It's almost like having headphones on in the gym and people want to holler at you.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But we're different people, Taylor. We're different people.
Yeah, we're different. But long story short, these things are all possible. You can literally, like, today is one of the best times to be alive. Like, despite all the craziness, you know, if you could focus in on whatever your craft is and design, like, your platform based upon whatever you like to do, like, then any of that stuff is possible. Like, we literally have a podcast right now.
Yeah.
For free. What's preventing anyone? I'm tired. I got this job. Like, everybody's going on like a 20th century model. Like, your whole life is based upon getting till the age of 65.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever ask Google what is the average lifespan?
No.
What's the average lifespan for a male? I looked it up. It was like 70, 75.
Damn. Our dad is 60.
You know what I mean? Like, so the average lifespan and the average American is like, what is their goal? Like, retire. Your goal is to save up enough to retire and then eventually pull that retirement fund when you're 65?
Ooh.
You got to get on the ball.
Ooh, don't you?
You know what I mean? Anybody out there that's listening right now, you got to realize that the plan that they put out, realize that. Open your eyes, not stay woke. It sounds cliche now, you know, not to go on a super tangent, but I read a lot of stuff, material. And people need to realize artificial intelligence is coming. Your job is not secure. They're going to go to the cheaper thing. You don't have to pay robots health insurance.
Wow.
Don't want to pay for your health insurance.
They don't want that. Paid time off. Don't need it. Don't want it.
That bot doesn't have sleep hours. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't eat. So you're fired. I know if I start a business or anything, I want the cheapest way possible to make whatever I want to make.
Yeah.
Everybody's switching over. So you better get your mind right and understand what's happening. And you better get active. Anybody out there. That's why we're doing what we're doing. It's not just financial. We're brother and sister. We already enjoy talking or anything like that. So, but the future is coming fast. You know what I mean? So
it's here. Like, it's here.
It's here already. Like, stuff, we're literally on the cusp of a lot of amazing stuff. But the content that I watch, like, you'll have the top minds. Like, I'll see Elon Musk. He'll be giving a speech. It'd be like 10,000, not even a lot of views. Let like Bad Bobby or whatever make a rap video and it's like 100 million views. It's just a mindset. Mm. You know what I mean? You just got to switch your mindset and pay attention to what you're paying attention to and make your moves and just make your moves because everybody else is following the same path, whether they admit it or not. You know what I mean? Whether they even realize what they're doing or not. It's hard to pull out of that. It's hard. But that's why we here today. We expressing that whatever we want to talk about. You know, it's dope. 43 minutes. We in. Whoever hung with us, we not over yet. But, you know, I'm clocking it. Yo, these fermented grapes. Hey, I live in like a vineyard, by the way. I'm like right by a vineyard. I live in Germany. If anybody's curious.
I didn't realize you were on a vineyard.
No, I'm like right near like multiple vineyards.
That's awesome.
It's not even funny.
That's epic.
I can walk outside and meet. What do you even call a person that owns a vineyard? I don't even know. That'd be dope though.
I don't know. Wino?
If I own a vineyard. It's not a wino.
I would have enjoyed that though. You know?
Oh my goodness.
I would have really enjoyed that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I, at the end of the day, to bring it all back.
Bring it back.
I feel like we're taking things too far. I don't think it's enough time personally to touch on the whole comedians are even afraid to host the Oscars because of how PC our world is right now. That's a whole, I'll save that, Jim.
For
another day.
We'll come back.
But that's the climate.
We'll put a pin in that
Put a pin in that one, because the climate of everything else that we just discussed, the fact that people don't, it's the truth that people don't want to hear, but I think some people are of the same mind. I think that's why it needs to be said. I'm saying things to shake things up, because you want to test who is listening for the right reasons, who's really trying to like go on this journey of that we're both on, bettering our lives, like really actually paying attention to the heartbeat within, paying attention. And that's not on no indica sativa hybrid that I'm on right now. That's really on real.
Are you sponsored by Indica?
I hope. I mean, if the whole strain got me on sponsor.
Are you sponsored?
If a whole I'm trying to
get. Because she paused the whole podcast and set the name with complete grammatical correctness. Sponsored by. She stopped the whole pod. And I'm not on no Indica sativa hybrid. Like that. Whatever. Anybody out there, listen, you know, just medicinal.
Medicinal.
For the pod, we are forever going to call it medicinal from this day on.
You're right. Medicinal is way less aggressive than whatever I just did. I'll give you that. But not. I'm not putting the real on the medicinal.
Sponsored in part by. What's up with those?
We need those. I'm so excited. It's
sponsored in part. Like,
first of all,
like at the end of Jeff,
our sponsors are really going to be dope, though. When you think about it, our sponsors are really going to be fly, because we're not going to like take any sponsors that we actually don't bang with.
Yeah, they're going to be super fly.
Super fly.
Hey, and by the way, me and my sister, Champage, we're considering bringing in a third member. If anybody was out there was a fan of the Migos at the beginning, you were like, three amigos. You're like, okay, why is there only two rocking? You know what I mean? You know, you were asking questions, but the beats were hard. You know what I mean? So you couldn't think.
Yeah.
But we're considering bringing our brother in. We're considering it strongly.
We are considering it. That's definitely a word that we could use.
We are considering it strongly. I think he's going to come in after this. I honestly think that. What you think?
I don't think he has a choice. It's so natural.
Hey, it's going to be popping. Hey, anybody that's out here, this is episode 1. I don't even know what we're going to call this.
I don't know. But have you seen my avatar? Have you seen my logo for this?
Your logo is not even showing up on here. I see.
It's not showing up?
No. You got to make sure you put it on there. My logo is. You see my logo.
Yeah, I see your logo.
I don't see yours.
Yeah, wow. I don't see yours. Fix that. I'm going to try to fix that. Is this live already?
You still there? Man, yeah, this podcast is raw. We're going at we're raw right now.
We're so.
Hey, the pod is gonna be popping. This pod is popping right now. I feel good about this. This is flowing.
This is flowing. I don't even have to get to my meeting until noon, 12:30. I got a little meeting, and then you know. I'm going to go to work after that, check in, do my thing. I might go and get a nice... actually, I'm going to a coffee. Have you heard of this place called...
What's it called?
Destroyer. It's really bomb. By the way, you're going to get great Los Angeles and Germany locations when you listen to this pod.
Oh, yeah.
Here and there. Just natural. Always going to places. Love coffee. Love restaurants. Love. I would never call myself a foodie, like Taylor said in the beginning. I'll never label myself. The only thing that I feel like we would label ourselves at is like a comedian. You know, I will take that label.
I call myself. I'm a lifeist. You like that? I just thought of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
You just got to do what you want to do right now, man. You got to. This is a great time to be alive. Despite everything that seems to be going on, like, is it even really going on? I've never even seen half of these people. Like, I see a lot of people on TV. I see a lot of people behind the screen. I ain't never even met none of these people, and they got you all wild up. You ever think about that? Yeah.
Yep.
Like, who is this guy?
I think about that.
Like, I've never even seen you.
I think about that for sure. I never nailed it like that. Like,
You just
nailed it in, like, the perfect sentence.
That's why. I just thought
See?
About it.
Raw.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I just sent you some hype. I just sent you something hype to your Germany line.
Oh, yeah. I got a German number. Oh, man. I got to re-sign
in. That's the restaurant I told
what
you about.
What else is happening these days?
Or I told everyone about. Life is happening, man. I saw a really powerful piece of advertising the other day. Shook me to my core. I can't talk about it. Top secret.
You can't talk about her piece. I mean, at the end of the day, they're listening.
Powerful. I cried.
You cried for a piece?
I cried.
Wow.
I cried. I can't wait till it's out because I think I'll be able to play it on the pod. I think, and it'll, or I'll drop the link somehow, some way for anyone who is listening. Or I'll call out what spot it is so you guys can look it up yourself. That sounds good. But it was powerful. It's not out yet. Very, very powerful. I cried, man. I cried. Oh. Real tears.
Was this like the Six Flag advertisement with the dancing old guy?
And that's advertisement. It is a joke.
Remember that dude?
It's like it goes up in waves. It's powerful and it brings laughter. That's what I love about it.
We're gonna
this
see
one
this
that
ad.
I saw though was anything but a joke. It was full emotion. It was power.
That's fire.
It's gonna rock you. It's gonna rock you.
I'm ready to be empowered.
It was empowering. Yeah, I like that.
I was gonna say something else, but no.
Oh, go ahead.
No, not for the pod.
Not for the don't do it.
Hold back on the pod. I don't want them trolling me. I don't want to get trolled.
They hold back sometimes.
They troll.
They do.
Oh,
that's
man.
The lifestyle of some. That's the full lifestyle.
Hey, I just thought about something.
Yeah.
Should black people get more leeway to say what the hell we want? Haven't we been through enough where we shouldn't have anybody calling us racist or anything like that? I think we've earned the right.
Are we getting? Yeah, we're getting called racist now, too.
Don't ever. Like, that's why I was looking at Kevin, like, y'all can't never say nothing to us. We built this. I don't know if anybody else thinks that stuff, but I'm sitting back like, we went through a few hundred years here, a few thousand years in other places. I say what I want to say.
I
you
say
can't
whatever
call
I
me racist.
Say.
How dare you?
That's the thing.
How dare
How
you?
Dare you?
It's ridiculous.
We're getting called racist. You can't call me racist. You can't call me racist. You saw what happened to what's that actor's name? Is it Jesse Smollett?
I'm researching that. That sounds too wild. I don't know
it
if that's
sounds
real. I don't know if that's real. Okay. I'm not giving any emotion to that until I get the facts. They pull out a rope on homie? Where are we at?
And they have bleach, apparently.
They threw bleach on homie? Like, where were you at? Like, I need to know where
Chicago.
You were at. This is in Chicago? Like, were these guys from, like a racist time machine from 1880? Like, this is not... I'm not giving any... Like, if I've learned anything, don't give emotion to these stories until you know the facts, so you don't get emotionally invested and you look stupid at the end. Okay? This sounds crazy.
This sounds...
He hasn't even said anything yet, and everybody's putting out their own IG posts. Steve Harvey fake crying on his.
Like, what? Oh,
what's going on out here? Don't get emotionally attached to anything until you know the complete facts behind the situation. All right? Yeah. I don't know what happened. I haven't even heard homie talk yet. I figured he would have made a post like, thank you, trying to keep my head up. You know what I mean? Like, what happened for real?
I didn't know I needed to hear that. This is why we do this. This is why we cast. Because you just taught me a lesson. I didn't get emotionally invested. I didn't do a post. I did talk to Alan about it.
Just sit back for a bit.
I did talk to Alan about it. And Alan was even like, he was exactly how you were. And I was starting to get a little riled up. Because I was like, bro.
You got to stop. Don't. You got to always. Try, you got to start trying to bring it, because it happened to me. It happens to me where I find, like, but the weird thing is when you start pulling yourself out of that groupthink, then you start looking at everything. Mm-hmm. You feel outside of it. Because think about any other situation. Have you ever heard a story you knew was just right? You knew it was true, like that ugly-ass kid who said he was getting bullied by these black kids. And it turns out...
Mm-hmm.
He was a racist. Like, his family was doing racist stuff, and the black kids weren't racist or bullying him, but he was on some racist stuff. But everybody donated all this money to him. We shouldn't do this and all this other stuff, but they didn't even know the full story. So with this thing, and I'm not saying this dude did anything to deserve this, quote unquote, I don't even know if it happened or not yet.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff could just go viral now, and you're like caught up in it, and you're don't get emotionally invested in none of this stuff. Think about it. Every day there's a new story. You got to keep your mind about you, because it's like, I don't know, man.
Every day there's a new story. Literally,
every
there has to
day.
Be.
It's ridiculous. And then you thinking in your mind, like,
that's what the
and
news
then you bringing
is.
It up to people, and Alan's like, I don't know if this shit is real. And you getting worked up. Why are you getting worked up? You don't even know if it's really real.
I got to apologize
you
to my
really
boyfriend.
Don't even know if it's real yet. And he was trying to be like, I don't know if this. And you got, I don't even know, homie. I don't even like Empire.
You know where it turned with
I don't even know, homie. Like, why am I getting? If I was to get my ass whooped out here, would he post about me? Probably not.
Maybe though.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get emotionally invested in this. None of this stuff. Like, who are these people? I don't even know half of these people. Like, it's crazy. If you lived in like 1950s, you would probably know like 50 people.
Max.
I married the baker's son because we went to elementary school together.
That would be me.
What?
Bro, my teeth are crazy right now. I can't wait until my braces are done.
They look good.
Thank you.
She has dental, y'all.
They're definitely moving. That's the part that's wild about this whole process.
I saw it on mom's feed. I was like, the teeth are hey. Kaiser Permanente?
They're coming. They're coming around.
Nah.
Bro.
No, they're coming in.
They're coming in, bro. I'm
that was a great decision.
Great decision. Best adult decision, hands down. It's going to change everything for me. Like, I'm already feeling the stars aligning. I'm already feeling everything's great. I wish you could see my place. My place is decorated so bomb. Everything's clicking right now. Like, this meeting I'm about to go take could be a great change in everything. Can't talk about it.
Hey, she can't put it on the pod, y'all. Y'all going to have to wait for that. That's episode 3. We might have a... For episode 3, we might bring in the third amigo if he stops bullish.
The third amigo needs
it. He's bullish, and he'd be like, I got to add this. I got to make sure I have a gurney. I'm like, dog, I keep trying to tell homie, you have a smartphone. Stop. And we're going to get on his head, too, on the pod. Like,
Absolutely. Yeah, it's necessary.
I got to make sure I got the tight shots and the vignettes. You overthinking it, bruh.
He's just get after it. All the rest will come with time. The polishing, this is like, if I keep waiting for everything to be perfect before I do something, I can't.
Go ahead.
That's how I felt like I was waiting for, you know, doing getting my braces, you know?
Never, ever going to be perfect. If you're waiting for it to be perfect, you're going to wake up 60 and be like, I am still waiting. Never gonna happen, bro. It's never gonna be perfect. I heard some of the realest things ever. We went to like this commander's call or whatever, and they wanted to talk to all of us. He was like, he said, send up new ideas, whatever, 70 to 80%, and we're going with that. He said, nothing's ever gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
So get it to the best you think you can, and we're gonna keep pushing, because if you're trying to be a perfectionist, it's kind of like, it's not a bad thing, but it's kind of an excuse.
It is.
You can literally never be perfect. You can't. All you can do is go as hard as you can and be like, at least I tried it.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the other downfall? You just not doing it?
That's like, really, really smart, actually.
That's like why that. he said, and this dude's a high-ranking guy. He's a 4-star, 3 or 4-star general or colonel, whatever you call him. I should know these things by now.
But you know what you needed to know.
But I was sitting in the audience, and I took that from it, because a lot of these meetings I go to, I don't even listen anymore.
absorb what you need.
But that was on the realest knowledge ever. He said 70 to 80%. 70 to 80%. I'm gonna holler at him too, because I just have a different mindset. A lot of these people got a mindset of like retire. Like, it's fake retirement, because they want to retire and then they want to work another 20 years. It's not a real retirement.
What?
That's whack. That's not even a retirement. Like,
no, I'm not even trying to, like, I have a whole different path. You have a whole different path. And I think anyone who's listening to this, they have a whole different path too. That's what it's about.
Yeah. I don't even know what we're going to, like, what should we even cover on a daily, like, should we pull up articles?
I mean, we definitely can. I think
so. Like, you'll be charged with, like, you bring up maybe like one topic you want to talk, or I don't know. I think we'll see. This one right now is just like, we're getting the whole process. We're just getting it going. There's no time to waste.
Yeah.
There's no time to waste, man.
I'm not missing this. Like, this is important to me, you know?
This is important.
It's kind of like showing up for a work meeting. It's like, this is on my calendar. Even if Paige is hungover, even if she went hard, I'm signing on to this podcast. It's only going to get better. I'm making a commitment to getting the right things that I need, but I'm not going to pull aims. AKA the third amigo, and just be like, I'm gonna wait until I got my mic. Like, nah, I'm doing this on my phone with my wireless Beats.
No...
Shout out to Beats.
So she's hype beast. I'm gonna get her to understand quality over fashion, over fly. I got these Sony headphones that are so much better. I'm gonna get her there. I'm gonna get her to understand that. See, I'm bougie. You know, I research it.
I feel it. I just like the look. I like the aesthetic of these.
Nah. I gotta put you on for real. Man, you know what's gonna be the realest thing ever?
What?
Is when we get to travel with this. Like, we get to do like conferences with this.
Oh my gosh.
Like conferences and like different venues, all that stuff, like merch.
I'm so ready.
That's gonna be the realest thing ever. But this is the start. You know what I mean?
This is the start.
We're going to do this like we're going to do this a few times a week, every week. We're going to make time for it. You know what I mean? Whenever we make time for it. So I need to see your symbol. I'll have you send it to me.
I don't understand. I don't think I can add it while I'm actually
you
on
see
the pod.
Mine. Yeah, you'll probably have to do it after. You got to make sure.
And it's I just, can't it's do easy, it on
just like
the
adding
website.
An icon to it. Okay. It's for me, it was pretty. I don't know.
I added it though. I already saved it.
I can neither confirm nor deny. All I see is a white body and music and instrument notes.
It's in the back of look, it said on my pot. It's a fly little thing too. This is what I don't understand. It's so fly. It says Anchor logo on cover art. It's loaded onto my profile.
All right, when you show it to me,
I'm disturbed. Maybe it's because I'm not. I don't know. I mean, I just started yesterday.
Okay, nah, you'll get it right. You're gonna get it right. We're gonna check it out. Then we gotta make like a combined one. I use this this website. What was it called? It was basically they bid, and then I had this person build my design. That's how I got mine.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try to get one for me.
That's
me,
super fly.
Me, you, and it was called 99 Designs. That's
the third amigo.
99 Designs. And
oh, cool.
Whatever, dope. Super dope.
Yeah. That's really
fun. And I'm gonna try to get one made with all three of us. And then it'll be fire.
Yes. I'm so with it. I just sent you
I saw
it. What's it called? To your phone. My logo, but it's not showing up.
Hey, they got my logo. They
we'll
got my logo on here. One I bought from this person.
I hate you so much.
Ooh, this is fire. My logo got love on here. My logo is fire, though. But I'm starting I gotta get my other TV in here because I'm gonna start my video game and blog because I'm playing a video game right now. So I'm doing a few of them.
Oh, cool.
Right now. So people I got it on my computer. Ooh, yeah. I see it now. Did you take
what?
A live video? Hold on, let me turn that off. Why is it?
I didn't mean to do it live.
You look,
sorry.
No, this is fire. The culture?
Why are they hating on me then?
I'm not. Who's hating? Nah, it's gonna be on there. Don't worry. If you know what it probably is, they probably you know how sometimes if you want to post something to like a social, it'll take a few days. Like they have to make sure it's not nothing like lewd or anything like that. That's probably what it is for anybody out there. You know what I mean? So it'll probably come up.
All right. Well, it'll come up. It's pretty fun.
Well, let's wrap it up.
This cool. Thanks everybody for listening. What is this? Yeah, what is this?
We gotta come up with a fly name for it right now. We gotta start thinking about something.
I mean, so far it's just Taylor and Paige. I got a website, pageproduce.com.
Oh, I thought of one.
What?
The Century Club. Because remember we grew up on
I love it. Century Boulevard.
The Century Club.
2504 West Century.
The Century Club.
All right, the Century Club.
Okay. Fire. Let's do it.
It's done.
Done.
Done and figure out how to do my logo.
Nah, I'm gonna hit up my designer and I'll probably just send a picture of you and then I'll send a picture of you and me and then I'll have him make another design because I like their work and we'll just be rocking with a design for it for the ones and then we'll, of course we'll have our own separate ones for our own thing but for the ones where we all come together. I gotta holler at Ant. We gotta talk to our brother though, and then see if he's really down, to do it. Because we going forward with this, whatever we do, full fledged. It's the time right now.
I'm ready.
We ain't waiting no more.
What do we call it? The Century. All right.
The Century Club.
The Century Club. I think it was the Century. Whatever. We can listen back. Figure it out.
The Century Club.
All right, man. It's been real. I'll see you on the next week. I'll see everybody on the next week.
All right. next week, maybe a few days. Who knows? We ain't got a schedule right now, but we rolling.
We rolling.
All right. Wait, 6 more seconds. It equals 70 minutes.
No way. Wow.
70.
Dang.
Right. 7. Peace.
Peace.